Okay, Bamitzia Daf Nun Ches is today's daf. The next two dafim are jam packed. A lot to say over the next two dafim as we finish up Ona'as Mamon and pick up with Ona'as Dvarim. Today's daf we have issues of as we just mentioned Ona'as Mamon, Ona'as Dvarim. Towards the end we have Malba Pnei Chavir Barabim. Tomorrow we have one of the most famous dafim in Shas, Tarnar Shalach Noi, and a lot on the horizon as we edge slowly towards Ezehu Neshech as well, which is coming up in a couple of days. Okay, so now let's go to where we are up to, which is the bottom of Nun Zayin Amid Beis. We are in the Gemara that based on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that there are four exceptions to the rule of Ona'a and Shavuos HaShomrim and Kefil and Dalet Vehei. We have all of the items, the Mishnah on Dav Nun Vav Amid Aleph on the bottom. Avadim, Shtaros, Karkos, and Ekdeshos. We just went through the Limudim, how they are excluded from all of these items. So we're on the second to last line. Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. The Mishnah had said that on all of these items, the Shomer Chinam does not take a Shvua, Shomer Sachar does not pay. Even before we go to the next question of the Gemara, just as a lead-in, there is an important discussion in the Rishonim. Which Shvua are we talking about that Shomer are Pater from? Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. So are they Pater from all Shvuas? We know a Shomer, as we have discussed, even a Shvuas HaShomrim is one of the three Shvuah Daraisas, but within Shvuas HaShomrim, there are a couple of Shvuas that are taken. Three, Shvuah Shelo Pashabo, Shvuah that I didn't do anything with the item, Shvuah Shelo Shalachti Bayad, if you remember we discussed that earlier back in Amafkid, and Shvuah Sheinei Bershuso, that was Rav Huna. So which Shvuah is under discussion? Lamed dalad on a base. Amar Rav Huna, mashbirna so shvuah sheinei b'shuso. My time, machayshina shema einam nasan ba. So which shvuah is being discussed here? So if you look in the Ravid, machlokas Rambam Ravid, if you look in the Ravid says that shvuah sheinei b'shuso is taken in these cases. The Rambam seems to say no shvuah is taken. And the Ravid, hilchos toin v'nitan, perek hei alachavav. He's talking about shtaros, right? There are four exclusions. The context there is shtar. And the machlokas is, I gave you a shtar, and it was worth this. And he says, no, it was worth less. V'yamamar hanitva, emes masartali va'avad, harizapater apishu asesis, shafilu pasha bo v'yavad pater. Even if you were poshea in the shtar, and it got lost, pater, you are pater. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, tema gadol huze, v'ulai bershusohu, v'kofer huba, v'impatruo mishvuas pshia, mishvuas sheine bershuso, lo patruhu. The Ravid says, you still have to take a Shvuah, Sheinei Bershuso. The problem with that Ravid is the Gemara that we're about to read. The Gemara we're about to read asks, how could you say there's no Shvuah? Look, in the following case, there is a Shvuah. What do you mean? According to the Ravid, maybe he's talking about a Shvuah, Sheinei Bershuso. Maybe that's the case of Shvuah. So the Mefarshim struggle to answer for the Ravid. The Bach says, well, maybe the Ravid would agree by Hektish. By Hektish, there wouldn't be any Shvuah. And that's why the Gemara has a kasha from Hektish. Why would Hektish be different? The Achronim explain, the Tumim explains, the Simin Salmachvav. Maybe everybody's Naman about Hektish, that it's not Bershusha. People are scared of Hektish. There are different, other rayas to this as well. Either way, but that's a Rambam Raivin and El Chasoy Vedita and Hevav about which Shvuahs are exempt based on the Mishnah. Okay, but now let's get to the question itself. V'raminu, is it really true that a Shomer Chinam does not swear at all in a case of Karka? What about this case? B'neho, or Karka, or Hektish, or Avadim, or Ashtaris. So B'neho, Yir Sheshalchu, Es Sheklehem. The Mishnah tells us in Mesech Eshkalim that people send in their Machzah Shekel during Chodesh Adar in order to be used for the Karbonas Sibur, starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what happens if somebody sends their Shkalim and it was stolen? Their shekel is not going to be used for the tzibur. It was stolen. Sheshaklo sheklam v'nignavu osha avdu. It was stolen or it was lost. So the question is, when was it stolen or lost? Im misha nitramad hatruma. We know how is it collected. Once the shkalim are sent in, the Mishnah is described, they go into a big pot, and then three times a year, the Kohanim take from the pot, put it into a couple of shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash, and they use from those shofaros for the Karbonos Sibur. So there's Trumas HaLishka, and then there's taking it actually from the shofaros. So if Mi'im Mishin Itshruba Truma, if the Shkalim were lost or stolen after there was already Hashram truma bottom Rashi im kishabola din kfar nitruma truma shall you tarin alishka begimel kupos. They did it before Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. So if at the time of the truma it was already on in the mail, it was already not stolen yet, that it was never not lost yet, nishvay and ligizbarin. So then they are included in the kapara. And therefore, the owners don't have to send another machzor shekel. So the shlichim that brought this and it was stolen or lost, they swear to the gizbar that it was stolen, it was lost, it's not our fault, and therefore they're pater. V'imla, but if it was stolen or lost before the trumas halishka, so then nishvan lebnei ha'ir, they have to swear to their senders. They're mishalchim, they have to swear to the, and then bnei ha'ir shoklen achirim taftayim, and then the bnei ha'ir have to bring new shkalim. They have to send new shkalim because it was stolen or lost before anything actually occurred that they could achieve part of the kapara. Bar continues the discussion from shkalim. Nimsu osheh zirim aganavim. What happened if after they sent new ones it was found, the original ones were found, or the ganavim returned it? Elu ve'elu shkalim, they're both shkalim. Vein olam lahem l'shana haba. But it doesn't count for the following year. They're both this year's, and Hektish wins, and you have to send another one for the following year. The question mark. What's the question? You see from here that this is Pasha's talking about a case of a Shomer Chinam, and he's swearing that, what's he swearing? He's swearing that it was stolen, he's swearing that it was lost, and that he wasn't Poshea. So what do you mean? I thought our Mishnah says that a Shomer Chinam does not swear when it comes to these four items, including Hektish. Here we're talking about Hektish, and the Shomer Chinam is swearing. Kasha. So, a couple of answers that we are going to get to. But first, just a note about Machzor HaShekel. And specifically this case. If you remember, the Machzor HaShekel is a mitzvah d'oraisa that the Rambam quotes in mitzvah kuf ayin aleph, a mitzvah that we don't fulfill today. We do a zecher of it by reading about the shkalim before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we have a minhag of being separating by tztaka. Right, the Rambam says it says the word truma three times. That's what it gives. Three times of the machzis of whatever your currency is. Okay, that's a minhag on Tainus Esther, but the mitzvah d'oraisa we don't fulfill today. Mitzvah kuf ayin aleph. The Rambam says that sivanu laseis machzis hashakel b'kol shana. Every single year. V'huamru yisalev v'nasanu ish kofer nafsho l'ashem. Ze yitnu kol over ala pekudim v'chulu. Then the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Shkalim. Perek aleph halacha aleph. Mitzvah zaseh min ha'Torah li'tein kol ish b'Yisrael machzis hashakel b'kol shana v'shana. Afilu ani hamisparnes min hatztaka chayiv. Unbelievable. It's one of the ones that even an ani is chayiv in v'shoel ma'acherim omocher ksus sha'al ksefo. V'nosin machzis hashakel kesef. You even have to sell the shirt off your back to give machzis hashakel. Which is very unusual, right? We know there are limitations to how much you have to spend for a mitzvah. For, to prevent a lo saseh, I have to give away all my money. But to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, there are limitations. How much do I have to give? Maybe ad shlish, maybe, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama daftes, right? Maybe, hamavazbez, ayavazbez, yosemi chomesh. There are different shiurim given, but there are limitations. So what do you mean I have to sell the shirt off my back? So maybe this is related to the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva, describing the mitzvahs of Persume Nisa. Says the Avnei Nezer, by Persume Nisa mitzvahs, there is no ptur of a limitation. You have to sell a shirt off your back. Why? Because those are result-oriented mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't give us the credit, ki'ilu avad, if it's result-oriented. That's why, says the Avnei Nezer, for those mitzvahs, for Neris Chanukah, for Dalet Kosos, you even have to sell the shirt off your back in order to do the mitzvah. So probably, there's the same svara here too, because this is about Machzor HaShekel, to be part of the census, to contribute towards the carbon of Sibur. That's why, afilu ani, mitzvah is ben atzlaka, mocher ksus, sha'al ksefo. That's the Rambam. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, Machzor HaShekel. The Ramban is bothered by that. The Ramban, interestingly, the Ramban himself, maybe he was Choserbo, he doesn't add on an extra one in the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot. But ala Torah, in Parshas Kisisa, the Ramban is upset why the Rambam did not count a separate lo saseh, ha'ashir lo yarbeh va'adal lo yamit. Right, a rich man shouldn't give more, a poor man shouldn't give less. The Ramban is upset why the Rambam did not count that as a separate mitzvah. V'im kein, he says, she'imno v'hanirim en akasav hazeh, she'mhevi adal b'shiklo pachos b'machzor HaShekel, she'hu over b'lav hazeh, she'akasav hazeh minia, she'imnomar b'ashir lo yarbeh, she'hi shalilus, lomar she'bekach dailo, lo nucha lafarishkin v'adal lo yamit. V'im kein, shteyen minios, im shakal ashi yechidi yoter, v'ashakal adal pachos, over b'lav. That's the Ramban's problem. What's the answer for the Rambam? This is just a detail. This is, you don't count every detail of every mitzvah. This is a detail, or even more, not just a detail, but this is chizuk. This is giving strength to the aseh. We have mentioned earlier in this Masechta already the Ramban's idea in Parshas Kiddushin, where the Ramban says sometimes you have an aseh and a los aseh, where the los aseh is there just to be mechazik the aseh. The Ramban says that even where they're counted as two separate mitzvos. Right, which is even more extreme, like the los aseh of ma'akeh, los asen dama beisecha, that's just to strengthen the mitzvah of yisisa ma'akeh l'gayecha. We discussed this back in the second parak by Hashem HaSaveda. Don't turn away, los sucha l'hisaleim, is just to strengthen the mitzvah of Hashem HaSaveda. And that's why the Ramban used that principle to explain why the Gemara in Kiddushin gives Hashem HaSaveda or Ma'akeh or all of these others as examples of mitzvah zaseh shelo azman grama, as if to say that if it was zman grama, women would be obligated. But what do you mean? Of course, you know, even if it was zman grama, women would be obligated. There's a lo zaseh by all of these. I'm sorry. If it would be zman grama, the women would be exempt. No, they wouldn't. Ask the Ramban. There's a lo zaseh. They would, because those lo zaseh are just to be mechazik the aseh. So similarly here, it might be, you have to give a machzah shekel. Don't give more, don't give less. Give the exact amount. Again, there's a lot of lumdis to the mitzvah, but we'll leave it for now, and we'll see later on if there's time for more. But either way, so the Gemara has a question. How could the Mishnah say that a Shomer Chinam is totally pater from Shvuos when it comes to Hekdish? This discussion from Shkalim says Beferish, that they take a Shvua. They take a Shvua when it comes to Hekdish, either to the Gizbar or to the Balamayis, the owner who sent the Shkalim. Answer number one. Two answers given. Answer number one. Amar Shmuel. Hacha benosei sachar askinan. Shmuel says, here we're talking about a shomer sachar. We're not talking about a shomer chinam. But still, one second. That still didn't answer the question, because our Mishnah also said that a shomer sachar is pater. Shomer chinam eino nishba benosei sachar eino mishalim. So, hacha benosei sachar askinan. V'nishboin litol scharan. And there's not swearing that what happened. They're swearing in order to take the money that they are supposed to get paid. Right? Which shvu are they taking? So Rashi gives different impressions. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered by that. Rashi here says, Nishba'in she'enan bershusan. Rashi right here on the 10th line or so. These words no longer in their reshus. Earlier Rashi had said shelo pashaba. But either way, Nishba'in, they swear in order to be able to get their money. So Ihachi, we'll get back to that. Let's just continue a little bit. Nishba'in l'gizbarin l'bnei yirmi ba'ilei. So one second, if it's about getting paid, so then why, even if the truma already had been taken, why would they swear to the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash? The gizbar is not paying them. They should pay, they should always swear to the people who sent them, who are paying them. L'bnei yirmi ba'ilei. Answer, you're right. Amaraba nishbain lebnei ha'ir b'ma'amad ha'gizbarin. They swear to the people who sent them with the gizbarin standing in front of them. Ki heichi delo nechshedinu, so that the gizbarin aren't choshe them, suspect them of hiding the money. Ve'inami or ki heichi delo likri lehu poshim, so that the gizbarim do not call them poshim. Okay, so it means you swear in order for them to get their money, and you swear to the Bnei Ha'ir. Says the Gemara of HaNigdiv Osha Avduk Tani. But wait a minute, it says stolen or lost. And Vishomer Sachar Begneva Vaveda, and Shomer Sachar Begneva Veda Chiyuvi Mechayiv. Generally, Shomer Sachar is Chayiv Begneva Veda. You want to tell me here he's not because it's a hektish? V'achanami nid shalume lo meshalmi. Agrayomi alifsid. Fine, they're going to be putter because of the special din. Which, by the way, sounds like relating to that Rambam, whether there's patur on the money also or just on the Shvua, about Poshea Kamazik. So this relates to that. Not Mefurish, but it sounds like it. But anyway, it says the Gemara, fine, they're not going to get paid. They're not going to have to pay, but they're going to get paid? Did they do their job? If they don't do their job, so then they shouldn't get paid. Answer, Amarava, Rabba is not a regular case of Gneva Aveda. Nignivu Ballista Bizuyin Avdu Shetava Tiyasa Bayam. Sometimes we've had, this is the third time we've already had this in the Masechta. You see earlier, Chavtes Bem Gimel, and now Nunches, Gineva Vaveda in an Ones way. They were armed robbers, and Tavas Vinaso Bayam, to explain Aveda, and that is why the Shomer Sachar is going to be putter in these cases as well. A couple of points. First, to remember, we discussed back on Daf Mem Beis. Tosfos there and others. We discussed is a shomer sachar chayiv or pater on gineva ba'ones? We know mafurish that he's pater on listim mizuyin. But is that just an example, but really all onsim pater? Shomer sachar is chayiv gineva aveda, pater on onsim. What if it's a gineva aveda ba'ones? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him. Tosfos earlier on Daf Mem Beis said, of course he's pater. What do you mean? It's not their fault. What is an ones? Ach timahon gadolu, Tosfos said on Daf Mem Beis. Lama lo yehe ones im hamik bakarka kuf amos. Remember the case over there with Shmuel. You stick the money in the ground, 100 amos, you might still be chayev there. Why would he be chayev? They might have a little suv lemevid. Om takfaso sheina ocholi gadol. Echi tatchein sheshum gineva lo nimsasha tehe ones gomor kalista mizuyim. Says Tosfos, you're going to be pater. That is really the minority shita in the Rishonim. Bali Tosfos say, this Tosfos at least says, that a Shomer Sachar is going to be chayv in all onsim, even a Geneva, but onsim. V'yein lomar. And don't say, well, once the Torah says he's chayv in Geneva, he's chayv in all Geneva, and a list of Mizuyin is a different type of category. Don't say that. But that's what other Rishonim say. The Ramban there, and the Tosfos and Baba Kam, and Rov Rishonim say that, no, they're chayiv on every Geneva, even Ba'onis. Listen, Mizuyim is a separate category. That was an important machlokes, which we'll have to remember for later in the Masechta as well, but Listen, Mizuyim came up, so we mentioned it here. Question. Kasha on the whole sugya. Pnei Yeshua. Can't learn this Gemara without the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, what type of shvu is this that he's swearing to get paid? Where does this come from? I never saw this anywhere. It's not a Shvuah Daraisa. Shvuah Daraisa Nishma V'Niftar. It's not on the list in Masechta Shvuos of Shvuos D'Rabbanan. All the Shvuos there. If you remember all the Shvuos, Shvuos HaShutfin and Shvuos HaSachir. All the Nishvon V'Notlins. Doesn't say anywhere there about, there's a Shvuah, if you ever want to get paid, you have to. Okay, there's one case there of the Chenvani Alpinkaso, where he was supposed to have gotten paid already, and he swears he didn't get paid yet. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about, I did my job. I'm supposed to get paid. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, the Yesh La'ayin, Shvuazu Ma Tiva. What is it? Sheim partarta Torah, Me'ikra Tashlumin. If the Torah says, he's potter from paying, Ve'emintu lomar shalopasha, and the Torah gives him the emanus that he wasn't posheya, Imkein, Le'inyin demei shmira, so nami, Yehei ne'eman, below Shvua. So you should be believed without a Shvua. Right, well, so I don't understand, says the Pnei Yeshua. Akati kasha shvuazu hecha remiza ba'oraisa sheyishava v'yitol scharo. Deha gimel shvuas levan matzina ba'torah. V'kulam nishboi v'lo mishalmin. Avalenya litol scharo, yesh lana lomar midin torah, o yitol b'lo shvua, o afilu b'shvua eno ne'amon. Right, so where does the shvua come from? So he says as follows. Lani is daiti nira. He says, lo saka daitach lameymar, So he struggles with this, and he says, you know, it must be a Shvua D'Rabbanan that is specific to this case, right? He says Doche Gadol. He continues having different suggestions, but he's the Kash is stronger than his answer. He notes, and he says, you have to say that it's related to D'Rabbanan in this context of Hektish. And if you can see the Lameimar, Dimshia Nami Achi Metukma Shetiknu Chachamim, Tiknu Chachamim it's a Shvua that he's going to collect. So it's a little difficult. But the Pnei Yeshua says maybe it changed in the Havamin and the Maskana. But that's an important comment of the Pnei Yeshua, even in terms of the question, even more than the answer. Okay, number one. Number two. That is all answer number one. Well, how do you answer the kasha from the discussion in Shkalim? Our Mishnah says there's no Shvua by Hektish. And Shkalim says there is. No. Our Mishnah is talking about Shomer Chinam, Eino Nishpa. That Mishnah is talking about a Shomer Sachar. Answer number two. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Amani Rabbi Shimon he. To Amar, maybe the Mishnah there is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says there are some types of Hektish that you do swear on. To Amar, as we had in our Mishnah. Kachim Shechayi Bachar Yusan. Kachim that Yechayi Bachrai is what we call a Neder. Yesh Lohen Ona. Finish Manalayan. Minis Machlokas Tanoim. That Mishnah reflects a different Shita. Says the Gemara, Hatenach Ad Shalom Nitramat Shuma. I understand that could work for before truma was taken. Truma salishka, meaning what? Therefore, the shliach swears to the mishaleach, to the baal habayis, because it's considered his. He still owns it. Misha nitruma truma kachem she'enu chaya b'achar yusan ninu. But once the truma was taken, there's no more chiyav achrayis. So why would we have to swear to the gizbar? Even according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no more kachem she'chaya b'achrayis, because once the truma was taken, they're included in the kapara. Titania, as the Brisa says, tarmin al ha'avud v'yala gavui v'yala asin ligvos. The truma, when the gabayim take the truma talishka from the collection of shkalim, so they have in mind all shkalim that might have been lost and were collected already, and the ones that weren't even collected yet. They have that all in mind, that the people who are sending or lost, they will be included in the kapara of the carbon sibur. So after the truma, it's no, even according to Reb Shimon, it's not chayav b'achrayis anymore. Right? So what exactly how could Reb Yochanan make that suggestion? There is just a little machlokas on ala avud. Where was it lost? Tarmin ala avud. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says it was lost by shliach. Well, yeah, that's the case what we're talking about. Tosas says it was lost, no, after the gizbar had it. After the gizbar had it, somehow it got lost. But either way, there's no more chi of achrayis. So the Gemara gives a third answer. Ela amar Abelazar. Abelazar says, really, Rashi says, go back to the beginning. Shomer chinam. It's talking about a shomer chinam. Aye, how can we say shomer chinam is chayiv? Answer, it's the Rabbanan. Ela amar Abelazar. Shvuazu takanes chachamim hi. Shelo yu b'nei adam mizalzalim behekdeshos. We don't want people to take advantage of hekdesh. We want people to be extra super careful. And this is really what the Pnei Yeshua ends up with. It's a special din by hekdesh, right? We don't find this anywhere because it doesn't apply anywhere. Special din by hekdesh, shelo yehi b'nei adam mizalzalin behekdeshos. Therefore, this shvua is there to do what now? This shvua is there to encourage him to admit if something happened. Mashma, and then he would have to pay. Right, that's what it sounds like. Right, he's swearing, I did nothing happens, I wasn't Poshea. So it sounds like if he would admit in the Shvua that something happened, right, we don't want it to be Mezalzel. It sounds like, it's not explicit, but it sounds like if he would admit, so then he would have to pay. Which seems like, says the Shach, the Shita of the Rambam, Poshea Kamasik. The Shach in Simon Samach Vav thinks this last line of the Gemara is one of the rayas to the Rambam. The Rambam, again, who we mentioned yesterday and the day before, the Rambam who says that even though you have all of these Pturim by Shomrim of Shvua, and even though Tosfos on yesterday's daf said it even applies to money, the Rambam says it does not. If somebody is posheya, if a shomer is negligent, even by karka, even by avadim, even by hektish, they're going to be chayiv. Because that is a mazik. Posheya is considered a mazik. Says the Shach, I think that's implicit in this line. Because you don't want to be mazalzel, and therefore you make him swear. You make him swear that he didn't do anything. Mashv, if he did something, he would have to pay. That's what he says. The Pnei Yeshua says, what do you do for Tosfos? What do you do for Tosfos? It must be midrabanan. It's not Poshea Kamazik, just like the Torah says, the Gemara says here that you're going to swear Midrabanan, so too, you're going to pay Midrabanan, even though on a Daraisa level, you're Pater. So that's, Pnei Yeshua says, you're right, it sounds like the Rambam, but it's not 100, it wouldn't be 100%. One other point to mention, and that is, there is a Mordechai in Baba Kama that discusses, if Reuven sends something to Shimon with a shliach, and something happens to it on the way, who's the Baal Davar? Let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon, and it gets lost on the way. So could Shimon go to the Shliach and bring him to a Din Torah? Or is it Reuven's Baal Davar? So that's what the Mordechai proves from this Gemara. He talks about Dini Mamanis, and he talks about a Shliach, a get to a woman, and the woman, could the woman go to a Din Torah with the Shliach? Where's my get? Says the Mordechai in Baba Kama, in Kuf Lamed Aleph. Reuven owes Shimon money, and he says it to my day shlucho v'ne'evad. The one who was supposed to receive it, ain Shimon yachol hashpia l'shliach hachiyavo Reuven. The one who was supposed to receive it cannot bring him to court. Why? V'raya miperak hazahav. The raya is our case. B'nei yair sheshalcho shaklem v'nignivu balistim mezuyim imid nitra matruma nishpan lagizbar. But if not, nishban le bnei ha'ir. And the bnei ha'ir, right? If it's before the truma, then the bnei ha'ir are the only ones involved. Alma, de'ein hagizbarin yecholom hashbiyo. right? The one who is supposed to receive it is not in the picture until it gets there. That's what the Mordechai proves from our Gemara, and it's quoted in the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, and that is an interesting Mordechai to be aware of. Again, Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, that's where a lot of these dinim are discussed. Okay, two dots. We continue to the next line of the Mishnah. No se sachar, eino mishalim. So we just discussed the Mishnah about Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear. Now we get to Shomer Sachar, doesn't have to pay. So another kasha. Rami le Rav Yosef Barchama l'Rabba. Rav Yosef Barchama asked a contradiction from our Mishnah with the Tosefta elsewhere. Tznan, hanosi sachar eino mishalim v'ramini. But the following discussion is a stira hasocher as a poel. Rashi says we're talking about the gizbar. The gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash gives money to a worker, hasocher as a poel, lishmar as a para. Paraduma. I need this paraduma. I know there's only a few of them in history. There's only 10 in history. Right? So please take this money to guard the para. To make sure there's nobody puts a saddle on it. Make sure nothing happens to this paraduma. Right, that's the Rashi again says on the third wide line, Gizbar Shel Hektish. That's what Rashi says is talking about. So please guard it. Lishmar is a tinok, or to guard the tinok. What's the tinok? The children. The Mishnah is describing Para, an unbelievably high standard, who they had involved in the service of the Para Aduma. The children, they had children that lived in a courtyard that was tumah proof. Right, they had rocks under it and a hollow. They kept it there for years, and the children didn't leave. They must have brought toys there. They brought everything there, right, to make sure that these children did not become tummy, to use them for the process of the paraduma. The Mishnah is described in Maseches Para, in the third parak. Shivas Yamim Kodim Lasrefas Apara, Mafrishin Kohen Asarefas Apara, the one who's going to be involved, your Mafrishin for 7 days, and you leave him, and you don't let anybody go near him, and you sprinkle the previous Paraduma ashes on him, day 3, day 7, maybe every day. And then the Mishnah describes these children. Chatseros Hayib Yerushalayim, Binuyos Al Gabi Sela, Vitachtein Chalul. It was built on bedrock, and under there was hollow, Bibni Kevrat to home. So no matter what, even if there were kvaris here 1,000 years ago, not going to go through. Umevim nashim ubaros, the yoldo sham. Pregnant women gave birth there. Umegavlo sham es b'nehem, and they raised their kids there. Umevim shvarim, and then finally when they were old enough, let's see how old they were, how did they get them to the place where they were going to draw the water in order to put with the ashes of the paraduma? So they brought oxen. V'yalgabim delosos, they put doors, like big wooden things on the back of the cows. They put the children on the top of the doors. So again, it was an ohel that would be mafsik if they would travel over anything. V'koza shaleven biyadam. And they gave them cups of stone, right? Enam akabal tumah. Higil v'shiloach. They come back to the Me'ah Shiloach. They fill it up. Unbelievable, the high standard. They come to Har Habayis, v'chulu, and they continue the process. So here, the Bryce is talking about, so the Gizbar pays the workers to guard the para, to watch the children, so they don't get tame. Lishmaris hazra'im, or to guard the zra'im. What are the zra'im? What are we talking about here? So, 2 days in Rashi. Either we're talking about the zra'im that's going to be used for the carbon ha'omer, right? The omer, you want to make sure that they grow properly, and they're still there, or to guard the zra'im, Rashi quotes, in Shemitah. In Shemitah, what's the problem in Shemitah? In Shemitah, you don't plant anything, so there's very few little grain that's growing. Svichin, things that grow by itself. There's an issa d'rabanan by svichin to eat, but for the omer, you need to use it. So they guard it to make sure that nobody touches it, or else you're not going to find anything for the carbon of omer. Let's continue, and then there's 2 or 3 topics that we will touch on. Einos los char Shabbos. But if you're just working on Shabbos, you can't pay them, right? That's an issur d'rabbanan called schar Shabbos. You can't make money just for what somebody does on Shabbos. Lefichach, because they're not getting paid, in this case, for Shabbos, einach raya Shabbos alav. So then they're not responsible. They're not going to get paid. They're not a shomer sachar on those days. But haya schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua. But as we know, even though one is not allowed to get paid for work done exclusively on Shabbos, within the Isser Durabanan of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos, but if it's what's called Bahavla'a, if you get paid a lump sum amount, including what was done on Shabbos, so then it's okay. Notan lo schar Shabbos. And that's why, as we know, caterers get paid also for the setup and the cleanup, and a babysitter should get paid, the babysitter should work even not on Shabbos, and a Baal Tokeya might get paid for practicing, right? There has to be some type of work done on a weekday also. So on Shabbos then, you are getting paid for Shabbos, it's just not explicit, and separate. So no son lo schar Shabbos, lufi, chalachach, right? Shabbos alav. Right, so then you get paid for Shabbos, and therefore you are responsible. You're a shomer sachar for Shabbos. So says the Gemara, my love, l'shalim. What do you mean achrayus is on you? What do you mean achrayus? So that if something happens, you'd have to pay for it, right? Isn't that what achrayus means? So my love, l'shalim. So what do you see from here? We're talking about hektish, and you're a shomer sachar. You're gonna have to pay. Kasha on our Mishnah. Answer: lo lahafsit scharo. No, it means so that if you don't watch it properly, you're not gonna get paid. Not that you're going to have to pay if something happens. It just means you're going to lose your schar if you don't watch it properly. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ihachi, but then think about the first line. Reisha diktani. Einach raya Shabbos alav. What does the Reisha say? In the case where you're only we're doing it on Shabbos, you're not going to get paid. Mean that you don't have achrayas. Hachanami de la hafzit scharo. Does that mean regarding hafzit schar, meaning you don't have achrayas and therefore you're going to get paid anyway, even if you messed up? Umiyisle schar Shabbos, vaktani enozon lo schar Shabbos, but you can't get paid, period. Ishtik. He didn't have an answer because it's mashma according to this understanding that in the resha, you're not going to lose, you're going to get paid for period. Did you hear anything about this? Yes, I heard an explanation. Even though the Mishnah says that a Shomer Sachar is not Chayiv, but if he makes a special Kinyan Chalipin, in order to commit himself above and beyond what he has to do according to the Torah, he can do whatever he wants. Right? Anybody could commit to anything. Right, that's all, whether it was Hodos Baal Din or if I'm a Shabbat myself, or remember the Mishnah later on, which we alluded to already, Master Shomer Chinam Lios Keshomer Sachar, you could accept other higher responsibilities. So that's what happens here as well. Good. Schar Shabbos is a huge topic. As we know, the Shmir Shabbos, if you want to look at everything you want to know about Schar Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos in Perachav Ches, Sif Nun Dalid, all the way to Sif Ayin Vav. That's everything you want to know about Schar Shabbos. The Isser is on the Makabel Schar, as the Shulchan, the Shmir Shabbos says, on the No Sein, it's Lifnei Iver. But it's not, the Isser is really on the Makabel. And this comes up in many different contexts. It comes up by doctors, right, getting paid for working on Shabbos, getting paid from insurance companies. It comes up, Ramosha Feinstein has an interesting tshuva relating to getting interest from a bank, right? I get interest based on the day. So am I allowed to get interest for Shabbos? Says Ramosha, yes. You know why? Because the bank generally calculates it from midnight to midnight. So midnight to midnight, part of that is not Shabbos. So it's Havla. It's included in a lump sum, and all Schar Shabbos is mutter if it is a lump sum, if it is not specifically for Shabbos. That's Ramosha in Orachayim, Chelek Dalim, Simen Nuntes. Ribis mi bank shel goyim, avur Shabbos v'yantif. Right, he says, Yafik Asafta, the Kivan Dame Choshvin, Yom Mechatzos Alayla and Chatzos Alayla, Shalachin Habiata Shlumin de Ribis Avor Shos de Chol Gamkein, Shehuba Havla. What's the problem? When you have 2 days straight, you have Shabbos Yantif, or Yantif Shabbos, 2 days in a row. That's a little problem. So Moshe says, you know what? Give a little bit of stock every year and have in mind that that's your Schar Shabbos. So you're not really accepting it. How often does that come up? How much interest is that from those couple of hours? So he says, but again, this has to do with people who work for shuls on Shabbos, right? Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Yechad Adas, Chazin Biyabim Noraim, Tokeya Barash Hashanah, right? Is there an issue of Schar Shabbos? Poskim talk about, like I mentioned before, the doctors that Nishmat Avraham talks about, and the Rav Sternbach and others have tshuvas about the doctors. They all say you have to take money from the doctors. Anyway, this is all here, Schar Shabbos. One of the two major topics on this Gemara. The other one to mention is based on the little Tosus over here. What did the Gemara say here? What's the case? You hired somebody to guard the Zrayim, Rashi's second shot, to guard the Zrayim to be used for the Omer during Shemitah. 1 second. We have a Torah's Kohanim, says Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Omer, you're only allowed to use something that is mutter to eat. You can't use something that's Aser Ba'achila for the Karban Omer. Is Shamur during Shemitah? If you close up your garden, your field during Shemitah, you don't let anybody come in. That's called Shamur. That's Aser. You're not allowed to use that.
Does it asu the food?
So says the Tosfos, it sounds that way from the Taras Kohanim, Tosfos Tiber Maskel Lishmar, fourth line. Ves inve nizirecha lo sibsar, mina mishumar iata botzer, avalata botzer, mina hefker. You can't be botzer, you can't harvest from mishumar. Why? Tosfos says, because it's asur. It's also to eat. This is one day in Tosfos. Here and in Menachos and on the last daf in Yevamos, there is a day in Tosfos that if somebody guards their Shemitah field, the food is ne'esar. So what do you do here then? How could you bring it for the Karban Omer? So there are some suggestions given in various Tosfosim. Tosfos here, for example, on the bottom line says, V'yesh lomar, shelo hayamoch el ha'olam milikach. What does it mean, guards? He set up guards. The guards didn't close off the field. Totally. The guards are sitting next to the Omer. If anybody comes over, they would say, you know what, we're holding that for the Omer. So then people will stop and not take it. But they don't totally close it up. If somebody wants to take it, they can take it. It's just that the guards would remind them. Raksha hayim modiyan, sheyichtam laomer, umei atzman hayim nimna milikach. Or Tosfos and Menachos has another daya. It just means they guarded it from animals, but not from people. They guarded it from the weather, but not from people. So this is one whole group of answering the Shiloh. But the other way of answering the Shiloh is what other Rishonim say. And that is, you're not allowed to guard your field on Shemitah, but it does not aser the food. The Taras Kohanim is an asmachta. It's not a daraisa. And that is what Rov Rishonim say, that Shomur v'ne'evad during Shemitah are not aser to eat. And that is why almost in all cases, unless it's svichin, but almost in all cases, fruit that grow, that grow during Shemitah are not going to be nesar. Because even if it was shamur, and even if it was nevad, Rov Rishonim say that is not going to be usher. If you want to look at other mefarshim, the Ritva here has a three-column footnote, quoting all of the shitos relating to this sugya. Okay. Again, Havlah. Again, there's so much to say here, but we need to continue. Again, these dafim are jam packed. Says the Kinyan Chalipin with Hektish. That's also a big topic. You can look in the Ksos and Simon Samachvav. But we'll continue. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, Kachim Shachay Bachriyusan Yesh Lemona. Kachim that your Chay Bachriyus in like a neder, there is Ona. Ve'she'eno Chay Bachriyusan Ein Lemona. So Reb Shimon has a limitation. Kachin that you're chayav for, there is ona. So Tani Tanakam Midir of Yitzchak Bar Abba. There was a brisa that was said in front of Yitzchak Bar Abba. Kachin shachayav achrayusan chayav. Kachin that you're chayav achrayus, you're chayav. What's the context here? The context that we're talking about is Shvuas Hapikadon. Remember the case of Asham Gezelos. If I swear about having somebody's money and I lie about it, either I stole it, or I found it and I denied it, or I'm a shomer, any time where I swear, and that's called kfirath mamon, so then I'm chayiv and asham. Chayiv, remember we had this back in Amafkid, right? Asham zelos versus the chatas, all of Yorid. So the Brisa says, if it's kachem shechayiv achrayis, chayiv, that's considered swearing about my money. I'm chayiv. Shani kari bohen, that's still called bashem v'kichesh. But if I'm not chayav achrayus, so then it's totally just hektish, then I'm pater. Shani kari bahen ba'amiso v'kichesh. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. The psukim seem exactly opposite of how they should have been quoted. Amar le, klape laya. What direction are you going in? Ifcha mistavra. The psukim should be just the opposite. You're chayav in a case where it's ba'amiso. You should be pater in a case where it's hektish. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, Amalei, he says to the student who said this brisa to him, Ismay, should I delete this brisa? Meaning, should I just erase it and never quote it again? Because this must be a mistaken brisa totally. Amalei lo. He said, no, this is what must be, but the brisa must mean as follows. Hachi ka'amar. Kachem shechayiv achrayusan, chayiv, the kachem lechayiv achrayus, that you're chayiv, that's still connected to you, why? De israbu mi b'ashem v'kichesh. It's included even in the pasuk about b'ashem v'kichesh, we have a ribui to say, even kachem shechayiv achrayusan, which is not called b'ashem, that's already considered enough yours. V'she'ena chayiv achrayusan pater, de imut mi b'amiso v'kichesh. Right, the eno chayiv achrayus, that's totally hektish, that is excluded from b'amiso, that's not b'amiso, and therefore you're pater. Okay, so we understood the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah, Af Hamocher Sefer Torah Margolis Ubehema Ein Lehem Ona. There was no Ona by these special items. Why? Tanya, Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Sefer Torah Ein Lano Na Lefi She'ein Kates L'Dameha. There is no value. Sefer Torah. People would pay any amount for a Sefer Torah. A diamond. Right? There's no ona, because somebody will just pay more. The Ritva here says, and other Rishonim say, obviously the Svar only works if the Lokeach, if the overpays, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's talking about. But in terms of the Mocher getting less money than he's supposed to, there would be ona, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Heter, and allowance is only by the Lokeach and not by the Mocher. Good. Behema umar, that's by Sefer Torah. Behema umar galas ein lahem ona, mepreish adam rotza lazavgan. And pearls and animals, why is there an ona? Because a person would overpay for it because he has the pair. He has another animal he wants to work with. He has another diamond. Amru lo halo hakol adam rotza lazavgan. The Chachamim say back, what do you mean? Everybody always wants things to go with whatever they have. And yet, the Torah says there's something called ona. So these are not exceptions. V'Reb Yehuda, Hani chashibile v'ani lo chashibile. Reb Yehuda says, no, these are special. These are specially chashuv, and therefore I think there is no ona. The ad kama, is there a maximum? Amar ameimer ad kadei demeyam. Yeah, 100%. Double the price, that's the limit for Reb Yehuda. Tanya, Reb Yehuda ben Mezeir omer, afa mocher sus v'sayif v'chatitom v'amalchama ein lem ona mebnei sheyesh ben chayei nefesh. Also, if somebody's selling horses, swords, and shields at wartime, also no ona, because people would pay anything for them. This doesn't mean that somebody should price gouge, you know, in a place where somebody knows that, you know, people are going to pay anything, right? They call certain places ganavim. What is that? You come off after a long hike, and you know you're thirsty and you're boiling hot, and then there's a little an ice cream ISIS truck at the end there that's charging a crazy amount for ISIS, right? Of course, you have to be honest. You know people are going to overpay, but so much one has to be careful mitzad the seller. Okay, Rabosai, we are starting the next world of ona. We just had since the beginning, since we started the discussions of ona on Daf Mem Dalid, we had the beginning from Perek Hazav, really not from the beginning of Hazav. Right, Hazav is really just about monetary issues. We really started talking about ona back on Daf Mem Tes. So we have just had about 8 daf or so, and now we get into ona'as Devarim. Ona'as Devarim, which Rav Pam lamented a number of times in his writings, that the Chafetz Chaim did such amazing work for Lashon Hara, but somebody's got to do work for Ona'as Devarim also. We're so careful, it's so much on our radar, Lashon Hara and Chafetz and Shmiras HaLashon. What about making fun of people? What about ripping people off with words? What about misleading them? We're not as careful about that. But that's ona, that's a separate issur also. Kishem shona b'mekacho memkar, kach ona b'dvarim. Just like there's ona b'mekacho memkar, so too there is ona b'dvarim. One has to be so careful, says the Meiri. Aser lahonos es chaveiro v'ligrom lo pseida b'dvarav. You're not allowed to be take advantage of your friend and cause pseida. And he says, the Meiri relates this to Onas Mamon and says it's separate. Number one, let's say you go into a store and the example we're going to have, and you want to buy, you're not really wanting to buy something, but the seller thinks that you wanted, so he starts lowering his price because he thinks then you're going to buy it. And then you're going to walk out. But the other guy who overheard, now he's going to get to pay less because you just caused a loss. So it could be related to monetary or even not. Afilo lo hay adam sham mikol makom hu matricha u mitzaro shechashav limkar velo machar. Any type of misleading and causing any type of physical or financial pain, that is ona. Lo yomar lo bakama chefetzev uin erozalikar. Don't ask how much a price is if you have no intention of buying it, which is very lamaisa. What if I want to buy something online and then I just go to a store to see how much the store is selling it for? What if the storekeeper comes and asks me? Do we assume there are some stores that storekeepers know? If storekeepers know that people do that, then there's no ona. But if I really start showing an interest, and then I'm reflecting that I might buy it, and I have no intention, that's ona. Imai about tshuva, other types of ona, nothing to do with money. If somebody's about tshuva, lo yomar lo zchar ma'asecha rishonim, we can't tell him, ha ha, remember what you used to do? Wow, can't believe that. Imhu ben gerim, lo yomar lo zachar ma'ase avosecha, shenemar v'ger lo son of lo silchatzenu. If he's a ben gerim, he shouldn't remind him of what his forefathers did. Ask the Marsha, ask the Pnei Yeshua, why by a Baal Tshuva does it talk about the Baal Tshuva himself, and by a ger it talks the child of a ger? Why doesn't it talk about a ger too? Don't remind a ger what he used to do, says the Marsha. because if it's a ger, his coming under Takas Kanfei Ashchina overrides anything. He did such an unbelievable thing by becoming Jewish. So he reminded what he did, but look what he did. That overrides anything. That's why you talk about a Ben Gerim. A Ben Gerim, his parents made that decision. He didn't make that decision. So you're just reminding him, oh, what your parents, where you came from. Right, what the Shvatim did to Yisro. Right, to Pinchas. To Pinchas, it was on Ozvarim. Right, they say, oh, well, your grandfather was Mefatpeit. Right, as Rashi quotes at the beginning of Pinchas. The Pnei Yeshua says, you know why you don't say it to a ger? Right, you know what you used to do? Says the Pnei Yeshua, amazing. Gershin is gar gunchinola dummy. That wasn't me. That's a different person. I didn't used to do that. Gershin is gar gunchinola dummy. That's why you don't emphasize it with the same person. Okay. Good. What about a father? Yeah, the same kind of idea. Okay, but that's his line. Tan Rabbanan, lo sonu ishes amiso bonas dvarim akazam adaber. The Pasuk's talking about an oz dvarim. At omer bonas dvarim, o enu ela bo onas mamon, or he's talking about financial, kshu omer, v'chisim kru mem karla amisecha, o kanum yad amisecha, hare onas mamon amur. So I know from that Pasuk. Hamani mekayin lo sonu ishes amiso bonas dvarim. That's an oz dvarim. Good. Haketzad. Example, you're not allowed to tell him, remember your first ma'asim, the Ian Yaakov as in. And even according to the opinion that b'makom shabali tshuva omdin, ain't tzadik and gerim yichol olam ocham, even according to the opinion that bali tshuva are so unbelievable, still, you're not supposed to remind him. Afa pikein, you can't remind him. Imaya ben geri, malyomer lo zchar masecha masi avosecha. Imaya ger ubalil mo Torah. Al yomer lo pesha achal nevelus v'treifa shkatzim remasim balil mo Torah should never be a gvura. You are trying to learn Torah, right? Dafka shkatzim remasim. The mafarshim explained because eating is matamtem halev. There's something unique about eating treifas. Imhayu Yisurin Bainalov, if Yisurin, if he's going through a tough time, Imhayu Chaloyim Bainalov, or he is sickness, Osho Imakaver is Bainalov, or Terry goes through tragedies with his children, Al Yomarlo, Kederach Shamrulo Chaver of Le'iyav. Don't do what one of Eov's friends did to him when Eov had Saris, and they said, well, must be, you must have done something, Eov. Hello, and there are many different pshatim what this pasuk means, but lamaisa it means Eov is your fault. Hello, yirascha, kislasecha, tikvascha, v'som durachecha, zacharna, miyuna, kiyavad. Right, that's the pasuk in Eov. Imayo chamar, mevakshim tfua mimenu, lo yomar. Next example, actually this is a different type of onas dvarim, so hold on for a second. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses, there was a case, I don't know if it was a case, but he has this shaila. He says, a kohen is a Kohen who is married to a Grusha, is suffering from different Psaim Kashim V'Ke'evim. So if somebody is in a Varian B'Farhesya and he's getting certain punishments, does the same laws of Onah apply? Right, we know he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis that even though Mises Bezdin Batal, Din Mises Bezdin Lo Batal, and maybe Malkus is not Batal, if somebody's Chayim Malkus, Hashem will give you Malkus in other ways. So do the same halachas of Onas Dvarim apply, or maybe we could use this as part of the Mitzvah Vochech Tochiyach Hazam Yisacha. If somebody is in a Varian B'Farhesya, again, one has to know if talking to them about this will really bring them closer, or will just distance them more. If somebody is a Kohen married to a Grusha, if I go to him and say, you know what, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a message. Maybe, you know, if they're going to say, oh, I hate this religion, and then you have to know who you're talking to. Right? In most cases, that's probably not the best thing to say. In most cases, it's probably, you know, being comforting to them and friendly is probably a better chance of bringing them back than anything else. And that's what he discusses here regarding our case. Imhayu, first wide line. Imhayu chaymar mevakshim tfua mimenu. If people are asking tfua, lo yomer lahem luchweitz aploni, shumocher tfua, v'yodeh b'shlamar chalot me'olam. Don't send him to some other place where you know that no, they don't have tefuah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Lo Yitzla'ina V'Al Mekach B'Shoshi En Lo Damim. Don't focus on buying something if you have no plans to pay for it. Shari Hadavar Masur L'Lev. V'Chal Davar Masur L'Lev. Nomer Bavi Yireisam Elokech. And anything that is Masur L'Lev, Hashem says, I know. You shall fear Hashem, I know. That's what the Klei Yakar also says on the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver. It says, Lifnei Iver Ani Hashem. Right, which is v'yareisa mi'alokecha. The Klei Yakar says that's why the pasuk Rashi says, what's the pasuk of lifnei iver lo zitein mechshol in vayikra perak yutes pasuk yudalad. Rashi says, don't give bad advice. What about putting a rock in front of a blind person? Isn't that the pshat? Says the Klei Yakar, no, it's not the pshat. Because it says Ani Hashem at the end of the pasuk, which means it's something that only Hashem thinks is evil. Putting a rock in front of a blind person, everybody knows that's evil. Ani Hashem means it must be something that only I think is evil, and therefore it is different. The Chashuk Echemet here has another case where he talks about, he says here, don't send somebody to Tfua if you know he doesn't have it. Maisa ba'adam echad sherasa linkom bisono. These are always the most interesting but difficult cases. A guy wants to get revenge from his friend. So he put ads in the newspapers that in so-and-so's house on such and such a day, there's going to be a huge sale of clothing, of furniture, unbelievable prices. And tons of people read it and started calling him and knocking on his door and came. People traveled from far and wide to come to his house. And then, obviously, so there's an issue of Onaz Dvarim. There's an issue of Onaz. People spend money to come here. So is that Grama? Is that Mamish Onaz Dvarim? Is that Mamish Onaz Mamon? So he discusses, how do you do tshuva for this? You have to put in the paper again. But another example of Onaz. Remember the case we had a number of years ago? A guy wanted to get back at his friend. So in the summertime, somebody's car was full of sand after a sandstorm, and he writes Shem Hashem on his friend's car. In the sand, on the car. So what do you do there? There's an Isra Mechikas Hashem, but it's not going to rain for a while. Anyway, fun stories. Okay, Vaita, let's just finish one more line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Godal Onaz Dvarami Onaz Mamon. Onaz Dvarami was even more chamor. Shezen no marbo v'yareisa mi'alokecha, v'zelo no marbo v'yareisa mi'alokecha. By Onaz Dvarami it says, v'yareisa mi'alokecha. The Marsha here says, it's similar to Geneva versus Gzela. Right? By Onaz Dvarim, it's like Geneva. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Right? I'm scared of people, but I'm not scared of God. Gzela, at least, you're not scared of anybody. So that's what makes Onaz Dvarim so dangerous. Onaz Mamon, an average onlooker could know that you're ripping the guy off. But Onaz Dvarim is worse. Right? Compares it to Geneva and Gzela. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Zeb Gufo v'Zeb Mamon. No. This you're able to return, this is you're unable to return. Right? You can give back the money by Onaz Mamon. You can't give back anything by Onaz Dvarim. We'll end with this great thought. Says Ashid Mukubatzes, why can't you give back by Onaz Dvarim? Right? You ripped him, you made fun of him, so go out of your way to be nice to him. Go out of your way to appease him. Right? And do extra special things for him. Right? Why isn't that Nitan Lihishavon? Says the Shita Mukubetzes right here, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Aval Onaz Dvarim lo nitna lihishavon. Afa pisha achar kach meratzeyu bedvarim, ma shahaya haya. Meaning, the relationship will never be the same. If I insulted somebody, if I messed somebody up, so then no matter how many times I say I'm sorry, the relationship will never be the same. Where do we talk about this often? Elul time. That's the magic of tshuva. We can't fathom it. It's one of the seven things, the Gemara says, Imsachem and Nedarim, that were created before the world was created. What does that mean? It's not logical. Because when I do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says it as if it didn't happen. That's impossible. How could the past be wiped out and not affect the relationship? That's what the Shita is saying here. Onaz Dvarim is no nitan lishavon. Once it's done, it's done. No matter how many flowers I bring and how many gifts I give, you know, it's mashahaya haya. Those are his words. But the message for us is, but tshuva is mashahaya lohaya. That's the message of tshuva that we can take with us. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's this, again, as we see, to these dafim are so full. Tomorrow we get into other issues, other amazing agadic, not really agadic, it's halachic agadic issues, as we get into the second to last daf of Perek HaZahav.